This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Scott Willis from the Magic Word Podcast, and it is Thursday morning, August the 5th, and we're getting ready to go in to see the dealers, and it's one of the first things that opens, I guess, about 11 o'clock, 10:30 or 10:30?
It's supposed to be open.
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting for him to open the doors. And then we're going to go and see Kevin James lecture at 11, but I want to talk with a few of the guys who are some of the registrants also who are here today. So introduce yourself, Jeff, first of all, so that way they know your voice when people can hear this.
All right, well, thank you. My name's Jeff Jakowski from Brighton, Michigan.
I'm John Dudley from St. Joe, Michigan.
I'm Mark McDermott from Michigan City, Indiana.
There we go. A nice cross-section of Mid-America. And so let me ask you first, Jeff, what did you think of last night's show?
Last night's show was out of this world fantastic. As far as Wednesday night show goes, it was right up there on par with a Friday, Saturday night show. It was that good.
Yeah, it was a closing show for most conventions.
Definitely. Oh, with Hobson and Stuart McDonald and everybody else, amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing, mind-blowing, and thoroughly entertaining.
It was good playing golf with you the other day, by the way. Did you do pretty good?
I had the high score, 114.
Did you make some money on that?
Actually, I did. I invested $10 in a skins game, and I actually won $8 on a bogey, if you can believe that.
You almost got your money back.
I almost got my money back, but the best thing was I got, you know, my door prize was a set of golf clubs, you know, graciously donated by Jeff Hobson. It's a used set, but hey, it still works.
That's nice. So what about last night? So what did you think last night's show? It was great, too, as well?
Scott, I loved it. Yeah, everything that Jeff said and more, it was, as far as Wednesday night shows goes, it's probably the best I think I've ever seen here at Abbott's.
Yes. Tell me also, have you seen, Mark, any lectures yesterday? There was, who was it? We had Eric Camps and Nick DeFott. Did you hear those lectures? Any comments on those?
Yeah, I was at both of them, and I really enjoyed Eric DeCamps. He's just phenomenal and top-notch material and well-presented, just fabulous.
And how excited are you to be here for the first in-person live convention?
Oh, I'm
for the
glad
year
to be back. I've been, this is like my 15th one, and I'm just, it makes people.
This year?
15th convention, oh, first 15th Abbott. Oh, that's right.
15th coming here, yeah.
There was Trixie Bond in the peanut gallery over there. So,
yeah,
and have you purchased anything yet, Dave?
Breakfast. Yeah. Yeah. No magic yet. I pretty much own everything, I think, but yeah. I haven't found anything yet that I can't live without.
One of the things I noticed is, you know, of course, we normally have the lineup up and down the street for the flea market and everything, but I noticed they do have at least a couple of tents that have been out over there. Have you already gone through a few of those?
No, not yet. Haven't had the time. Jeff and I are the official guards for the door to make sure everybody has their badges to go in, so we end up...
Seriously, or you just kind of like pretend like you're...
No, we are. Yeah, we've got swords and everything. Okay. No, we...
I have a John Dudley. I ain't afraid to use them.
That's right.
Don't cross the streams.
We make sure that everybody has their badges because, you know, the idea is to keep safe and all that stuff. So we spend most of our time, you know, here at the store. And we haven't had time yet to get down there and look at the stuff on the street. So, but we will, I promise you.
Yeah. How many conventions, Abbott's, I should say, Jeff, have you been attending?
This is my 40th.
40th?
Yes, I have been coming since 1980.
Looks like he's only about 37.
Yeah, well, John beat me.
How many, John?
This is my 45th.
Man, both of you. I mean, I look like, you know, an old wizard.
Oil
you know.
Of Olay, dude. You got to get some oil of Olay.
Yes, and not Grecian formula.
You got a picture in the attic someplace. Is that right?
I have plenty.
Is there somebody or some other act you guys are really looking for, or something exciting? Let me ask you then first, Mark.
I'd like to see the Lance Burton. I've never been to Vegas personally, but yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Man, there's a bunch of them. I'm going to have to say Lance Burton only because we haven't had a chance to see him over this side of the country, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, since he competed, I guess, here.
Since he competed,
now,
yeah.
You've been coming all the time. Do you remember that competition?
I do remember that. That was phenomenal.
They're supposed to have that panel discussion, I think, tonight also.
Recreating the 1977 convention.
That's going to be great.
Yes, I started coming in 1980, so I missed it by that much. So, yeah, so I am looking forward to that as well. Because, Jeff Hobson is a very good friend of mine, and I love the guy. And, he is just so hilarious. And getting everybody on that stage at once is going to be almost dangerous, I'd have to say.
Yes, it's going to be off the hook. And then it's too bad that it's not open to the public, too, because they should be able to enjoy this. But that's one of the things, since you guys are guards, are you watching to see people have like masks or something as they come in or not?
Make sure that you're a registered guest, because if somebody did come down with it here, they have a list of people that were here. So we can say, hey, Scott, hey, Trixie, somebody tested positive, probably ought to make sure you're safe yourself. Yeah. So if we just let the John Q public in, as they say, it's kind of hard to track all of that. So, you know, trying to contain, be safe and responsible.
Makes sense. I like that. Yeah. You're good guards.
Pick a guard, any guard.
I got two of them. That's funny. That's funny. That's right. That's right. And I like your T-shirt. Okay, before we close, who is it? I pass through colon where the magic happens.
Yes.
That's great.
This is from a T-shirt. This is a T-shirt from the former site of the Magic City Hardware, now occupied by Dwayne Laughlin's Grand Magic Theater.
I like it. Guys, thanks very much, and have a good convention. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so very much for having us.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Mark, John, and Jeff. This is Scotty out. And so before Kevin James' lecture begins, going to head down to the dealer's room, and on the way, run into one of the stars of magic for this year's convention. And one of the many reasons why people had attended this one is Mr. Eric DeCamps. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Fantastic. So good to see you. I do want to compliment you again on your weight. You look fantastic. Are you doing keto or what?
No, I just cut down carbs and sugars, yeah.
Are you exercising when, like, during quarantine? Were you walking?
Walking is what I've done, yeah. But I haven't done more than that because I was wanting to build up my cardio a little bit. But, yeah.
But, like, no breads, pastas, and things like that?
Well, I have a little bit, but very little. I mean, for the first 4 months, no, absolutely not. Hmm. I would not do it. And I was pigging out during the pandemic. Yeah. I said, what the heck? The pandemic, we're all good. This thing is going to get all of us. So I'm going to go down fighting. Mm-hmm. And fighting for me was having pizza 4 or 5 times a week. So yeah. I just blew. I mean, not that I wasn't big before, but I was really big. But then I really cut back, and I feel much better. Mm-hmm. And although I did have to get a whole new wardrobe.
Well, that's why it also looks so new and so great. Yeah. So you have your own shirt, Eric DeCamps Pure Magic, which is your one-man show, and you're going to be presenting here Saturday.
No, Friday afternoon.
These days are all run together.
Yeah, today's Thursday, and the next day after that is Friday, and then after Friday is Saturday. I'm just trying to help you out, Scott.
It's kind of like news. I said, I don't want to know what's going on in the outside world because I'm at a convention. It's kind of like we go to Becker's, you know. Right. It's like things can happen, and we don't know until it's like, what? You know, this happened? But I don't know the days.
We're really in our own little world when we're at things like this.
Quite literally.
Yes, literally, and we are our own little bubble, if you will.
And so we are here now. So you drove over from New York City with all of your stuff, so this way you can do like
from New Jersey, because I did a show in Jersey in Sparta. My friend's theater has Joe and Diane Garcetti have a beautiful theater in Sparta, and they allowed me to go there and perform. And we sold tickets. We sold out. It was great. We had a great time. Great audience, and I wanted to get one in before I came here. Just how I feel. I mean, just
now we've talked about Sparta Theater before, because for those who are listening, if you didn't get a chance to hear Eric, he was on the last episode, the 58th episode of Magic and Martinis Thursday, Virtual Happy Hour on Facebook and YouTube. You can go back and watch that. It was with Tim Ellis and we had Rocco and Eric.
Rocco showed up on my show Saturday night.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he was great.
We were talking about the theater kind of a lot in detail. It only seats like 35 people or so?
No, it seats 70. Okay. Between 66 and 70.
And you did your whole show. You're going to do like an abbreviated show here?
No, I'm doing the whole thing. I'm the whole close-up show this year. I guess it was, you know, they couldn't get anyone else to come out, so they got me.
at that price. One of the better, cheaper acts.
Exactly. But no, so when Mike Miller, who invited me to come, he brought this up to me, and I said, well, if you want me to do the whole show, that means I got to drive there, because I got a lot of stuff to carry. So that's why I drove, because I got my own tape. I want to give them the best experience I can in a huge 600-seat auditorium, gymnasium.
An intimate experience for 600 people, your best friends,
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be a challenge. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Let's see. But they have video support. They're going to have a big TV screen. Yeah. So,
speaking of good friends, we got Randy Wakeman with us also. Hey, Randy.
Hi, how you doing? One thing your listeners can't can't see is the fabulous physical condition of Mr. DeCamps.
We just can't talk enough about that. I just opened with that.
Did you really?
Right?
How was his act? But he lost a lot of weight. That's a great thing. Yeah, he's a lot thinner.
It's one of the oldies, or what are your tips? I mean, your average magician here would be, 120, 130 years old and 320 pounds.
There we go.
So you're kind of breaking the mold.
Yeah, well, that's me. I'm a trendsetter.
Always have been.
That's just me. I'm a trendsetter.
Randy, got a question. How is Simon Lovell? You're kind of the connection. So what's going on with him?
I don't think he's doing very well. He had a stroke. I talked to his father maybe 3 weeks ago, and he was going along, but he's not doing particularly well.
I remember he did a live show like what, a year ago or just before COVID?
It wasn't
something?
A show. It was a
talk with Simon.
Yeah, well, what you could watch Simon drink for an hour and a half.
A few beers.
A few?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't really a lecture. He told some stories. And
he's got a lot of good stories. He's a funny guy.
He is
a funny guy.
Right. He's your wife's favorite magician. I mean, Celeste, I mean, she can't say enough about him.
Okay.
No, I mean, Simon's been a good friend. He's a tremendous talent. We've been good friends for years. Eric has supported Simon to the best of his ability for many, many years. And really, I think it's fair to say that the New York magic community has been very gracious and very helpful to Simon.
Yeah.
So, he's not in a good spot. He's not all that healthy. I mean, essentially, he's disabled. So, fortunately, you've got
people that care.
Sure, there are a lot of people that care. Unfortunately, you've got nationalized health care in the U.K., so he gets help. I think he gets a free rental for his little flat, and he gets some help with utilities, and he gets a weekly allowance. So,
it's just that I get these emails and texts every once in a while, and people saying, can you chat with Simon? Can you, find out how he's doing and what's his health? So I really was interested in finding out and getting an update.
Well, he's on Facebook. Everybody that asks is like, well, he's on Facebook, but he's not, doesn't engage very often, doesn't have a lot to say. So he's, I haven't, last I spoke was with his father, and he was going along, but he's...
He's doing macrame still or something?
I don't think...
I think he was doing some macrame.
I did not know that. I'm going to email him and see if he can make me a sweater. Maybe a sweater.
I'm going to make me a dream catcher or one of those.
Sweaters. Oh, that's fine. That's funny.
Decoupage.
Decoupage, sorry. Decoupage.
He was...
Decoupage? Yeah. It's so funny because I was just talking to my friend Thomas Solomon, the escapologist, and he just did some decoupage work, and I'm like, I wasn't familiar with it, but once he explained it to me, then I said, yes,
Simon was really into it for a while and participated in a couple local art shows or whatever. I don't think he's doing a lot. I mean, his father lives close by. His father's not a young man. Great guy. He visits Simon every day.
Some people pick him up and take him to the magic circle.
It's kind of a drag. I think you've got about an hour. So if somebody from London wants to pick up Simon, there's a lot of windshield time to go get him, take him to the magic circle, and then take him back. So there goes the weekend.
Yeah, but some windshield time, with Simon was always fun.
Well, it can be. But his dad visits him every day. And brings him 2 beers a day.
Yeah.
So that's Simon's little reward. He gets 2 beers a day, hand-delivered by dad.
So how many... Go ahead.
No, so, I mean, it's... his dad is doing everything he possibly can for his son. His dad's got to be in his 80s.
Tony. Older than that. I've never met his dad, but I know his... Oh, Simon's, what, in his 60s? So, yes, so I would say...
Simon and I are the same age.
Okay.
What's that, 58?
I was born in 57.
Okay.
So you're older than me. That's why I have to be so respectful when I'm around you.
When did that start? I had noticed that. That escaped me. No, Simon's a tremendous talent. Yeah. I mean, things didn't work out well for him. But there's really, he's safe.
Yeah.
And
good.
He's got good medical care. He's got good nutrition. He has alcohol-related dementia, so he is there. He's not the old Simon, and he's not going to be the old Simon. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just that's the way it is.
Thank you. No, it's tough.
Well, we're going to wrap this up because we're getting ready for the lecture here shortly then as well. But how many of these? This is not your first.
This is my first get-together. This is my first get-together, but I've worked the close-up three times.
Okay.
And what's that's your in March.
Yeah, what's your experience been like so far here with this?
This has been wonderful. We just walked down State Street, and we went in, and I saw the door was unlocked at the Dwayne Laughlin's Theater. And we went inside, and we were invited in, and I got to visit with him. What a beautiful space. What a beautiful – we're going to go Saturday afternoon to see his show. I'm really looking forward to it because I've seen Dwayne in magic conventions and stuff like that in the past. But I want to see his full show because he's got illusions. Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. And you've been coming like forever, Randy, right?
Almost, yeah.
So this is the
Joker by myself when I was 16 years old, and I pitched a tent behind the magic carpet and stayed in the tent and drove up to the local campground to take a shower every morning. And so –
Magic Carpet, by the way, was a restaurant that's no longer there.
Pardon?
I said the Magic, just for people who are listening, the Magic Carpet is a restaurant which is no longer there.
Right. Yeah. A tragic fire.
It is. So have you decided you're going to be buried at Lakeside Cemetery?
Yes, I've decided that I'm not going to be.
Oh, you're not going to be? Okay, good. I didn't know if you were going to plan on that. Anyhow, because today is going to be, Al Dionne is going to be giving a tour of that, which is, you need to go to that. Have you been?
No, I've been twice, and I took a bunch of pictures. This time, and I've been there when I was at the close-up, I went.
Did you go to did you go to Walter Blaney's celebration there yesterday?
No, I didn't because I was lecturing.
That's right, I forgot. Well,
Tom Mulca's a new addition, right?
Yeah.
Is Johnny Thompson going to be buried here too?
Oh,
or no?
Yeah, and Pam.
And Pam.
Yeah. So he's got a headstone already over there. But, yeah, if you missed that, this was – I recorded the whole thing so you can listen to it.
Oh, okay, great.
And then also Sean – It was. Very well done. And Sean Begonia had live-streamed it on Facebook on his page. So people who are listening or you guys can rewatch that. Yeah, the whole thing.
I didn't see all the confetti.
Yeah, that was a confetti cannon at the end because Lance Burton had done a vanishing birdcage, and then it's like, poof, and that was the end of it.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Al does a good job, and Al's got a great book. I don't know if it's still available.
No, he's got a brand new edition. He brought, like, a ton of them. It's like 550 pages. It's like the Bible, you know, now.
I saw it at
I haven't seen it yet. I mean, the first edition was really good about the history of Colin.
It's almost twice as much now. Listen, guys, I know. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Okay, that was Erica Camps and then Randy Wakeman. Scotty.
Great to see you. You know I'll be walking on a cloud for the rest of the day.
Scotty out. So just before the lecture begins, I see that some of the stage crew is slacking, not doing anything.
And that's me.
I ran into Steve Chesney, my buddy and yours from Chicago.
And hey, what's up?
Yeah, good to see you, Steve. Not actually in Chicago downtown. What is the suburb where you live?
I'm in Naperville.
Naperville, that's
so
right.
It's just due west of the city.
The city. Mm-hmm.
In a much safer area.
Yeah, not Southside.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. So, but yeah, you're from Illinois anyway.
Oh, yeah, I am.
But, yeah, down south.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not south side, but yeah, I'm further on
south.
Well,
yeah. You're like where the cornfields are, yes.
What about Lollapalooza? I saw pictures this last weekend.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
100,000 people in town.
Like sardines, just like it used to be, like
yes.
There was no COVID or anything.
And yeah, it makes me crazy. I mean, obviously it's an outdoor event.
Yeah.
But you got the mayor who's been on our case about everything else, and there she is. Okay. All right, I'll behave.
No, I know. We can kind of get started off on that. We're not going to be twisted off, but which we could easily. Maybe after we're finished chatting, we will.
I'll behave.
Oh, so anyhow, tell me about stagecraft. So you've been kind of anticipating all this, and I know that Mark was keeping quiet the guest tonight, and that fell through, but...
Oh, you do know about that, or do you know?
I do.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah, Michael Carbonaro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we already discussed this. It's already been out there.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know. I know the...
You listen to this afterwards.
Oh, okay.
You're working now. I mean, I've been posting each day.
Oh, you're right, because I haven't been on my walks.
That's right.
I listen to you relentlessly, religiously.
God. No, following someone relentlessly is being a stalker.
Yeah, no. I walk about 4 or 5 miles a day, so I run out of stuff to listen to, so... but yeah, I'm just it was a long day yesterday. I mean, it was 8 till what, 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a long day. Oh my God. So, but yeah, no, I'm here. I'm part of the backstage crew here at Abbott's. Been doing this for I think 25 years. We've performed here a number of times, obviously.
Right.
But I'm here to catch you if you fall. And I'm serious. I've I've saved people. Yes, put people out. People that have caught on fire, I put them out.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's little weird little accidents that happen, but yeah, everything. You know, everything that that could go wrong and does go wrong, I'm there to save you. Seriously.
More than just a stage manager and pulling the curtains and pushing the boxes.
Richard does the curtains, and Mark obviously is our stage manager. But I'm loose. I'm free to, you know, do whatever I got to do to grab and save people.
So what has been one of the behind-the-scenes most challenging performers that you work with?
Oh, well, I can't name names. But, yeah, most everybody is fun to work with. But we do have a few prima donnas that you go, oh, my God. But
I don't mean that so much, but, you know, just somebody perhaps where they've had a lot of props or something.
I mean, there's big illusion acts that come through. I mean, we bring in a lot of stuff myself.
Including Harry Blackstone Jr. We were here with him.
Oh, yeah. I worked with Blackstone years ago. I'm trying to think who else we've had that had a big illusion show.
I remember, of course, when I was working here with the Outer Bridges, they had a bunch of stuff.
Yes, yeah, from Canada. It's just, you know, for me, I've worked with so many acts, it's all kind of a blur because...
But no one stands out.
Oh, well, no, I mean, there's stuff that stands out, but I forget after, you know, I mean, I've worked with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I really have in one way or another, but... Yeah, Brett Daniels had been here. I mean, that goes way back. David Seebach brings in a lot of props. But, yeah, I mean, we're prepared for just about anything. I mean, we're working in a high school auditorium.
Now, that's what I think is amazing, Steve, is the fact when I see this, it looks like it's all built in, but this actually is all constructed by you guys as far as all the stage, the curtains, the backdrops, and everything is brought in and torn down. Because I remember one time seeing you in line at Magic Live on a Sunday when I was registering, and I saw that you had just posted the night before on Facebook where, hey, we're just tearing down, and there you are standing in line next to me. It's like you took the red eye, didn't get any sleep.
Yeah, no, that was yeah, it's a little rough when Magic Live is back-to-back with this, but we always enjoyed going to that.
But all this is all brought in.
Well, except for the main curtain here. Yeah, for some reason they don't use the stage much here anymore, I don't think. But yeah, we bring in the travelers and the legs and the lighting, the sound. Yeah. I mean, all that. Yeah, we set it all up.
Who stores that for the year? Does that stay over in the warehouse for Abbott's?
It's over at Abbott's, the main building. But yeah. No, it's a lot of work, but, you know, we make it happen.
You do. And it's amazing. So how do you have time to really enjoy the rest of the convention?
We get breaks in between things, and I like to visit with my friends. But, I mean, this is just, you know, this is so good that we can all be together in person, finally. Because we performed here last time, which was 2019, before everything fell apart. But... you know, and then last year was just horrible. You know, obviously it was canceled. But, I'm so glad to be with everybody. And so many familiar faces and so many people that are here for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really wild.
Well, speaking of friends, and I'm going to wrap up over here, and that was Michael Trix, our good buddy
there
Michael.
There he is. There's my buddy.
There he is over there.
Yeah, he just walked in. We've worked together a couple of times. He's the rock and roll magician from Florida, and last get together, I had the idea of putting together the rock and roll magic show, and Trix opened the show, and then I closed it, and we were going to have a couple other acts, and the idea was it was supposed to be friends working together, but. It's hard to get everybody on schedule and you know, and the budget and all
the
that kind of
convention.
Stuff. But one day we'll get my friends together on stage and it'll be the rock and roll night of magic again.
That'll be fun. Steve's always good seeing you, my friend.
Oh, always great to be with you, buddy. In person.
In person.
Yes.
I am so happy about that too. For the Magic Word Podcast. That's my good buddy. And by the way, one of friends of the Magic Order, because he is a financial person who pledges, and I would like for you to think about becoming a friend of the Magic Order also, so this way you can help support us financially so we can continue this podcast into the future. So until next time, that was Steve Chesedey. Scotty out. So now we are at Abbott's. Obviously Abbott's get together, but we're actually at Abbott's Magic Company, and just had Jeffrey Allen's afternoon show. And right now, over in the gym, right now we have Ice McDonald giving his lecture. But I'm here with one of the guys who was performing the other night at the Amish home at the Multi-Purpose Center there, and it was a lot of fun. Mr. Louis Fox, hey Louis.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. And so it was a very good show. It was fun, and you were the guy who was hooking the spoons on your arm and everything, so you have magnets and everything built in.
Yeah, the joke is I have magnets in my arm, but bonus, my arm always points north if I get lost.
There's a very funny line. So is this your first Abbott's convention?
This is my first Abbott's.
And your experience has been so far?
It was before the convention opened, the day before, I already had a blast. Yeah. I had my money's worth before I picked up my registration.
Yeah, that's kind of what I felt like. I'd already had a full convention in one day.
Yeah.
I'd played golf. We'd gone over to the Amish and had dinner, and then went to the house and had a show and everything afterwards, and it was just seeing a lot of people. It was a lot of fun, buggy rides and everything.
I mean, I like the less formal feel of this. As a younger adult, I would go to like Cramian's Jamboree, which is very informal as well, or not less formal than an IBM. Or and I'm camping on the lawn at the high school. I'm doing it right.
So how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
43.
The reason I'm asking is because I think it's important that we have younger people. I say younger, I mean you're half my age. Well, not half my age. I'm an old guy, but I'm not that old. But you're a younger person, which I want to encourage other people who are young. I know Katrina Crutcher just showing up. This is her convention, her first, and she's like 27.
She's here because of me.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Yeah, she saw a post that I said I was going to Abbott. She's like, oh, yeah. And then that's how she ended up here.
Hey, Katrina. You want to chime in here? We were just talking about you. So talking about this being, Louis, that's what we got, Katrina Crutch. And if you were listening to the podcast a few weeks ago, then we had her featured. So glad to have you for your first convention here, too.
I'm excited to be here.
And you were a little bit late coming in last night because of the differential in time zones, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that between Chicago and Colon, there's a time change.
Why there's a colon. You see, there's central time zone, colon, eastern time zone.
That makes total sense.
Yeah. I know, it surprised me. Sorry, my brother went to school in Michigan. I always thought it was 2 hours ahead, not three from Seattle.
No. Okay.
So it got me, too, coming through.
So what's been, between the two of you, your most memorable thing so far that you've done, including, because you just got here last night, you've been here for a few days, so you probably have more experience.
Yeah.
I'll ask you first.
The most memorable thing was the Amish farm. That was amazing. But then just hanging out with everyone and seeing everybody has been amazing. The show last night was fabulous. It was great to see. Was it Stuart? What's the last name?
Stuart McDonald.
Yeah, Stuart McDonald was amazing. On Facebook, I've seen kind of the act develop. But it was nice to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah. And Katrina, so far?
I'm so sad I missed Stuart McDonald, but I got to go to the Kevin James lecture this morning, and that was awesome, just listening to him talk about some of his favorite things and, like, how he got to where he got. Yeah, like, he was talking about the transition of his career from when he was just kind of doing things in his city and then, like, going to the Crazy Horse and then from there doing Masters, and it was really inspiring.
Nice journey. What about the show today? Did you see Jeffrey Allen's show here?
I did. It was fun.
Yeah, this was something a little bit different also. This was like an additional cost event, I think. There was a little fundraiser or something I think they were having here at Abbott's Magic Factory. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what was your favorite trick?
I did not see the show. I was actually engaged in a conversation with Lior Manor. I've got an episode coming up with him. You know, I've got so many people here I want to talk to and spend some time chatting with and kind of get them on record. So I've got something in the can.
To see Lior because his selfie card trick is amazing. It was great to tell him how amazing it is.
Yeah. And he's all the way from Israel, which is kind of cool. You wouldn't think there are a lot of people who are here from, I mean, they can't even get from Canada, but they get here from Israel. Kind of weird.
Whatever.
So what are you looking forward to, Katrina, as far as why you came to this convention?
Well, I actually came to it because Louis Fox told me it was happening when I happened.
Louis, who?
Yeah, he's really cool. You know, I've heard he's kind of mean. No, I'm just kidding.
You're right about that.
I'm on my way to New York, and this literally happened to be happening on my way to New York, the same dates I was driving, so I came here.
Yeah, because I saw your post on Facebook where you were at South Dakota, and you went to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and then I went to the Chicago Magic Lounge, and I have a show in New York on the 12th, probably by the time this comes out.
It's out in the morning.
Oh, okay, yeah. Come to the Rose Room show on the 12th in New York. CBG Magic.
In New York State? City?
New York City, in Manhattan.
Okay, Manhattan.
It's called the Rose Room in Manhattan. It's the 12th of August.
Okay. Yeah. And can I get tickets online someplace?
Yeah, just Google Rose Room New York.
Easy enough, then. What are you looking forward to, then, since this is your first convention?
The show's at night. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing Joel Hodgson. I'm a huge fan, so I think he's tomorrow or maybe tonight in the show.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing just, like, acts I haven't seen with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And that's something, when I was a kid, I loved going to conventions to see the act, because YouTube didn't exist then, to see them. And I'm normally performing all summer. This is my busy season, so I just happen to have a gap this week. So it's going out and being able to see these acts that I've never seen. That's my favorite thing.
And your home base is where?
Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Washington.
Okay. So I was working last week in Minot, North Dakota, and then I'm working next week in Billings, Montana, and I had a gap.
Wow. And so you put a colon in there.
I did. Bonus. This qualifies to keep me on, going to a convention qualifies to keep me on my state's unemployment roll for the weeks I'm not working. So...
There you go. Well, listen, guys, thanks very much. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're enjoying the convention. I always like to talk to first-timers then as well.
Oh,
so
I got to probably edit this out, but how was your Amish donut?
Oh, yeah, I had an Amish donut this morning, and that was you were right. That was really good. Yeah. I mean, it had double cream in it. It was like an Eclair Boston cream. And usually they put the pudding or inside, but they had like on both sides. So this was like infused with that stuff. And so it was plus the dough and everything. Yeah, the Amish know how to do food right.
We have to go on an Amish pretzel date.
I am with you on that, my friend. I would love to go have a pretzel. That sounds good. It's almost worth the drive back down to Shipshewana.
40 minutes away.
Yeah, just for the pretzel. Okay, you don't know what we're talking about.
I want to meet the Amish, though. I've never met one.
Well, they're around, and unfortunately, because the shows are not open to the public, you won't be seeing many of them, because they used to come to the shows and everything then, too, in droves. I mean, I should say in drives. They would drive over here on their buggies.
Well, it's cool. If you go to the grocery store, they have, like, buggy parking.
I had that custom made.
Oh, okay.
Like that place where they hitch your horses up to the front.
Very cool.
Anyhow, thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
So, from Abbott's Magic Factory, here we are with Lily Fox and Katrina Crutch. Scotty out. The fellow who was responsible for booking these acts here, we're here on Thursday night after the evening show. But we had a fantastic show, which was the MC was Mike Caveney. We had Tina Leonard. We had Joel Hodgson. It closed by Matt King.
Scaldini.
And Scaldini was amazing in there as well. It's one of these, like last night's show, Mike, I got to say, of course, typically most shows would close with an act like that. And last night, or tonight, again, they could have closed the show like that. Each night, it's just at a high level.
Well, I'm glad everybody's loving it.
We are. And so last evening we had John Jansky, who had given us some a beautiful speed art kind of a thing. And he's also got some portraits, which I've got on the website. So if you go take a look at those, you can actually see what he's got of Tom Mulica and Norm Nielsen and Walter Blaney and Gary Darwin and...
Johnny Thompson,
that's right, who was there. And you can bid on these things.
Yes.
So, Mike, I wanted you to talk a little bit about, first of all, tell me about how you got these guys booked. Why did you decide on these guys? How did this all come together?
Well, we wanted to make sure they had the three guys who competed in 1977, which was Lance Burton, Matt King, and Jeff Hobson. And they came 1, 2, 3. When Lance decided he wanted to come, I figured if he's going to be here, we got to try to get Mac here as well as Jeff Hobson. And then I bought in Kevin James, Fran Ferrari's going to be here. But those two weren't in the competition. Yeah. It was just the three of those, the original three. Well, we're going to just talk about how Abbott's has changed their career, how Abbott's has helped their career, I should say. Saturday morning, they're going to talk about that. And then
They're talking about that tonight. That's not tonight, that's tomorrow.
That's going to be a Saturday, I think, at 11 o'clock, about their career, how it enhanced their career. Saturday after that is the Lance Burton and Friends talk, and we're going to auction off those paintings there. So if anybody wants to do a phone-in bid, I can give them my phone number. I'll put my phone number on the Abbott's fan page on Facebook, And then I'll get the phone number of Keith West and Fielding West, and those two will also take in bids. And the more we get, it's going to the Lance Burton's charity, Kentucky Humane Society. So, and John Jansky donated his time and all those paintings.
All the paintings,
yeah.
Gratis of him.
Yep, yes.
That's amazing.
If anybody needs a quick painter, he's the guy, because you can get some great painting and raise some money for your charity.
We talked to him last evening, and he's a great speed painter, and I also recommend him for shows, as far as convention. If you're looking for someone who's going to be just a little bit different at a variety show, variety act, he's the guy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, as you just said then, Mike, he's going to be able to help raise some money, you know, for you guys, for whatever charity you got.
Right.
So, could you give the phone numbers?
Once I get the other two, I will,
but mine is
215-815-7616.
And is there an email or anything, or are they better to call in?
I'm going to have to find that one out. I'm not sure. I won't be checking my email every 5 seconds. So, okay. But they can also text that number to bid. But tell me who it's coming from.
Okay, one more time.
215-815-7616.
Okay, you can back this up if you just kind of rewind this.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
listening.
Over yeah. here it
is. Now, when exactly? What's the timing, Eastern Standard Time?
I think it's going to be at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the talk.
Okay.
1 or 2 o'clock. I think it's 2 o'clock. I don't have my schedule on me, but during the Lance Burton and Friends discussion and talk.
And so after that talk is when they're going to have the auction?
Lance is going to do it during it. So we'll probably, at the end of it, we'll give out the paintings. See who the winners
are.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm going to double check all of that with Keith West, Fielding, and Lance to make sure everybody's on board. But I think that's how it's going to go. It's not going to be a silent auction. So if people want to put the bids in, they can text me now with their name, and we can write everything down.
Well, he said yes last night. I thought it was going to be a silent auction, but it's not silent.
It's not going to be a silent auction.
Okay.
Now, because it's better if we go live. This way we get more money for the charity.
Yeah.
If it's silent, you know, I'd rather go live. And Lance could probably help increase the bids for his charity. So,
well, Lance is over there. We'll ask him about that. Let's see, Franz and some other guys over there then as well.
Right.
That sounds great. I mean, that was a wonderful thing. And again, you've done a great job. So you've also booked, what else are you booking? MAS and what else?
No, I don't do MAS. Mark D'Souza does
Mark's
that.
SAM
National. And I did for 10 years tours throughout China. So, but that's dwindling away because of things happening around the world. So, yeah, take it a little step at a time.
Did you book the SAM for next January?
Yes. Yes.
Is that complete already?
We're waiting. We're honoring Max Maven. So, you know, Max has...
he's not doing too well.
He's not doing too well. But whatever. Hope keep him in your prayers. But, yeah, we're still going to honor him no matter what. And we have a show worked on that Max put together, as well as the award winners from the SEM in the past, which will be Mary Edit, who won 2 silver awards, Rick Merrill, who won silver in the SEM in FISM Grand Prix. Stuart McDonald, who won SAM awards. Mark D'Souza, who won 2 silver awards. Eric DeCamps, who won a gold.
Yep.
As well as George Citurio, who won a gold.
Wow. What
so
a lineup.
Funny. Yeah. And then the Max Maven show is Max Maven, Lucy Darlin, Guy Hollingsworth, Matt King, and Tempe from Japan.
Now, Guy Hollingsworth was supposed to be here,
right?
But because of the COVID, he wasn't able to.
He would have had to been quarantined for at least 2 to 3 weeks here, and then he was supposed to go to Pittsburgh and do shows there. And then when he went back, he would have had to been quarantined in England for a couple weeks. So we're working on getting him here next year.
I know tonight was supposed to be a potentially surprise Michael Carbonaro, and that didn't happen.
Yes. Okay. Well, Mike had other plans. Yeah, he had something that came up, and they had to go. So.
Yeah. No, I understand.
That's why we weren't advertising.
Right.
And I don't
if it happened,
how'd you find that out?
I know.
Okay.
I know
okay.
people.
But
so,
yeah, he was gracious enough to come and donate his time, but something came up where he couldn't make it. So.
Yeah.
And we thank them for even considering it.
For even considering, that's right. It could have been great, but it was a great show anyhow, the way that it turned out here.
Yeah,
I mean, as we said, this could have been...
Oh, David Servais also was on the show.
Oh, I forgot David doing it. Yes, that's right.
He was the guest performer. Because it was Guy Hollingsworth, then it was Michael Carbonaro, and then we got David at the last minute.
Yeah. No, I think that act that David did with the...
The beer
barrels is my favorite. I've seen
that. I love it. Yeah, I love that. I've seen it once before. and it broke in transit, but he got it all fixed.
Here? Coming here?
No, no.
Oh.
At the Milburn Christopher Awards when we had him 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, hopefully we'll get those bids up pretty high so those paintings go at a good price.
Yep. And so if you are interested as you're listening to this and go back and look at those photos of the pictures that John Jansky had painted, which were amazing, be sure to bid because this is going to a good cause. And, again, if you're interested, you can call in your bid over there, too?
Yes, 215-815-7616 or text it to me.
At about 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time?
You can start at 1, and I'll have a sheet with everyone's bid going on. And if there's a someone outbid you, I'll try to text you back and let you know that you were outbid.
Great. That's okay. Good. Mike, thanks very much.
All right.
You do such
you.
A great job.
I've had help with this one.
Mike Caveney was a big help for me, so...
You're a past president, a past national president of the Society of American Magicians. I mean, you're such a treasure to magic, and I thank you for your friendship.
Thank you. I thank you. Appreciate it.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, it's Mike Miller, Scotty out.